Welcome to this oral history interview. This past year has been challenging for so many of us, and it's quite a very good thing to look back at our experiences in the past year. Today I have a colleague with me. He's a student at UWM. Just like me, he experienced the full blown pandemic from last year, and I would love to get his experiences from last year as from the point of view of an international student, because I think it's quite important to hear his view as an international student in the United States. So glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Would you introduce yourself?
I am Albert Asimwe Kabura, a student from Uganda, East Africa, and I'm doing Master of Sustainable Peace Building Program.
Thank you.
Would you like me to spell my name?
Yeah, you can go ahead and spell your name.
Albert is spelled A-L-B-E-R-T Asimwe, A-S-I-I-M-W-E, and Kabura is K-A-B-U-R-A.
Thank you so much, Albert. From all the crazy experiences, it's so good to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm adapting. I think I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you. So how has your experience been like in this past year?
I think it has been a tough one, since a lot of things have not been the same, ranging from studies. We had to do a lot of changes, a lot of adapting in social life, class life, and so it has been really challenging. A lot of adaptations all at once.
One good thing is to know how you were able to, let me say, survive or to get through this period, this very stressful period.
A number of ways have helped me specifically. One is the relationship I have with fellow international students, particularly those from Africa. It's a support group where when we have some free time, we are able to meet and have a bit of fun in a socially respective manner. The other, also support groups from school itself. And myself, I also exercise self-care. Not all the time, but quite often. I do some exercise for my mental health. I do some jogging. So let me see, what else? The other thing that also helps me is I watch movies. I like comedies, so that helps me to maintain my mental health.
Okay, thank you. What has been delayed for you by the pandemic?
Delayed. Quite honestly, I think nothing. Everything has moved as expected. It just became a little different. Maybe for a number of them, they have been simply harder. But I don't really think something has been delayed specifically.
Okay. Then I think this is important, because I guess there were so many frustrations during the pandemic. I would like to know what really frustrated you the most about the pandemic.
A couple of things frustrated me. First was having to be behind screens all the time, being behind screen for classes, for work, for meetings. I have a family, and even my family, I have to meet them behind the screen. So that was really frustrating. And two is, I guess I kind of just got used, but the lockdown changed the social aspect of life, that meeting people was kind of hard, and that was really frustrating. I come from a social background where meeting people in person is part of one's well-being, so things were completely different for me being in a lockdown.
And I would like to know, is as an international student, is this like your first time of experiencing virtual classes, online classes?
Yes, that is true. It's the first time I'm having classes virtually.
Okay, thank you. As your friend and colleague, I know your birthday was in November, but due to the pandemic, I could not attend. You could not invite any of us, which was very sad. I hope this year changes. I hope it's better this November. It's so strange to see how people celebrate their birthdays during, but I would like to know, how did you celebrate your birthday during the pandemic?
Quite honestly, my birthday, I think, came at a time, I remember I didn't celebrate it as a celebration. I don't exactly remember how I spent it, but I can imagine probably I had assignments, and I just had to work through them and take a few drinks and watch a movie and rest a little bit and go back to assignments. I think it came at a wrong time, if I remember correctly.
I would like to know, when did you learn about the coronavirus?
That was, I think, around March or late February 2021. No, 2020, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Then there were so many advice from health professionals and World Health Organization on how to take care of ourselves to prevent ourselves from contracting the virus. Some of them were the use of hand sanitizers, masks. I would like to get your view. I'm also from Africa, and I know, I don't know your personal view. I would like to get that on the use of masks during the last year.
You would like to understand my experience?
Yeah, with the use of
with
masks.
Using masks?
Yes.
I guess, given that the masks were not costly, actually I don't remember having bought one, but somehow I had enough masks. And looking at the impact we're seeing on news and social media, I think I found it a mandate to protect myself and others. And I had no problem adapting to using masks. Not that it was comfortable to use, but I don't think I had hard time using masks. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Do you remember the moment you realized that the pandemic was going to be big?
Yes. Actually, at the start, quite honestly, I thought this was something that was going to last 2 weeks, a month, and it will go. Or at first, I really thought it is far away from the US and it won't get here. But when it lasted a month, 2 months, and things were escalating, that is when it really hit my mind that this is here to stay. And would you please ask the question again? I don't know if I'm answering it
the right way. Okay. Like, when you realized that it was going to be like, you know, when let me try and be
express it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when we started hearing about it, it was from China, but when it started spreading around the world, we didn't know we were going to lock down for over a year. So, like, when you knew that it was going to, like, be that big, like, shut everything down, like, what was the experience? What was going through your mind?
Yes, a lot ran through my mind. One, I was worried, partially about finances. I was thinking, how am I going to survive? Will I still have my job? And in case I don't, how shall I survive? Shall I have to travel back home? How about my studies here? How about my family back home? How will I be able to take care of my family? I guess a lot was running through my mind and it was a time of uncertainty.
Okay, I would also like to ask you about some of the remedies you used, like maybe home remedies. Maybe you can tell me, because yeah, there were many people sending broadcasts on social media on the things you can do. One funny example was where a prominent figure told us to use like a bleach or something to drink it and maybe it will cure, but that was very crazy. I'd like to know some of like home remedies you used during this period.
That's interesting, because actually I contracted COVID myself.
Wow.
And that was in January, and I didn't know I had it. But I raised enough guts, went and tested. And when I found out that I turned out to be positive, the first thing I did was to send for lemons, lots of fruits. Those are remedies even back home we use for treating normal flu, cold. So I didn't get any medication, like medicine for it, except just the remedies, and I would squeeze lemon juice into hot water, boiled hot water, with mix it with ginger and tea leaves. I think we call it tea here. Yeah, so the tea bags,
yeah.
They mix the tea bags, the lemon, hot water, ginger, and I would take that 3 times in a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, taking lots of warm water, and I would also steam. I boil about 3-4 liters of water, very hot water, and put it in a big container and cover myself so that the steam goes through my head, so that would I would feel relieved. The sinuses would unclog. Those are the major remedies I used.
And do you believe this worked?
I really think yes, because like for steaming, I would definitely feel relief, immediate relief. And I did stay sick for long. And I don't know if it is just a mental model, but if it works for flu, and I felt immediate change when I used it on COVID, I believe it worked.
Okay. I would also like to know, because we were open to learning new things during, like, what were some of these new skills you picked up, you learned, things you knew how to learn, do during the pandemic?
I would think the major one, the biggest I've learned through the pandemic, as a result of the pandemic, is tweaking my technology skills. I do a lot of facilitation as part of my community engagement work, my project assistantship work. And since that can't be in person, I have to conduct meetings online. And I still have to be able to engage people. That calls for a lot of creativity, knowing which tools to use that enable people to engage, not just talking to them and talking to you, like using Miro, taking people to breakout rooms, and lots of other technologies. I think that has been the biggest. And yeah, I think that is the biggest of all. But also social interaction that is not in person through emails, calls. I had not done a lot of that earlier on at my workplace, both here in the US and back home. A lot of my communications were in person than it is this time, where it is a lot of it has gone virtual.
I'm so inquisitive, like, what do you do at your workplace, like your projects?
Most of what I do is community engagement. I work with the food system in the Choice Neighborhood Initiative, the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. And a lot of what I do is hearing the voice of the community in things like asset mapping, mapping challenges, especially with the challenges of the food desert, fresh food access. So understanding what the problem is using the lens of the residents and local organizations, what opportunities they see, what resources they have, and approaches we can use collectively to address the challenges. So it is mostly community engagement, having discussions with community, so that organizations and government don't address challenges of the people through their lens, but through the lens of the people that are experiencing the problem.
Okay, so do you think, because I know your the work you do is results driven, you want to see the impact of what you are doing. Was the effect of the pandemic really great on your the things you do? Did it really affect it, or did technology help you in a way to get things done?
That's a good question. We were greatly impacted, as you can imagine. I think it probably also reflected in what I explained, that most of what we do is meant to be community work, in-person work. And as you can imagine, a lot of it couldn't go that down that road. So how it has affected us is We have instead done a lot of planning, and we have done some work in person, but it was really slow. So we had projects that we were implementing, and we had to rethink their feasibility. Some could not anymore accommodate good numbers. The others, we had to really revise the methodology on how we can accommodate COVID guidelines. So it really affected us greatly. For instance, we do community gardening, and a lot of people could not garden anymore. We still wanted to conduct social gatherings, meetings to discuss with people. Some, especially those that have challenges with technology, residents could not attend virtual meetings and would miss their perspectives. So a lot changed.
Okay, thank you for the insights you gave. During the pandemic, one funny thing was, in a way, it's paused our lives, many of our lives, and livelihood. But there were still things that were going on, and that was affecting our lives also, which is the politics. I guess last year was very important for the United States, and for international students, we're able to witness the elections in America, how things, and I think it was from my, I'd like to get your view, because I think from my point of view, I think the policy and politics really affected the pandemic in the United States, the number of lives that were lost and everything. So I think during that period there was there were political activities also going on, different protests. I'd like to get your view on the experience about politics and every other thing that was happening during the pandemic.
I think a lot of things, I can think of a lot of things when it comes to politics and the pandemic. But the immediate one that comes to mind is one that was that is connecting politics and university life. When the president mentioned that when we completely go virtual, international students would have to return to our own countries to have classes virtually from home. That really hit home for me because, and I spent a lot of time thinking about it, because that would change life completely in lots of ways. One is the time zone. Africa, and partially my country, is about 8 hours ahead of the US. So that would mean I have to spend the entire night in classes if I had to study with my classmates here in the US. Again, I asked myself, how shall I continue to pay for my tuition? Because my work is here in the US, and it either means I would, I guess I didn't exactly know what was going to happen. And I guess a lot was really going on in my mind. I had a job back before coming for studies, and I know I couldn't get that job back, and I was probably going to leave the US to go back home to be jobless, and I still had a family to take care of. So a lot was running through my mind. That is what comes immediately. Then the other one related to politics was, again, about mental models. I clearly knew the virus was real, but the magnitude of the problem is what I wasn't sure of, because of politics. We weren't really sure if it is being exaggerated for political reasons, or the exact figures are being portrayed or it is underrated. So that was another thing that was in play. Does that fully answer the question?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I guess for so many of us, we were eagerly expecting the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. Some of us had beliefs about the vaccines, maybe they had a chip inside of the vaccine. So we had so many conspiracy theories. And I think as Africans, we have so many conspiracy theories about so many things. I'd like to get a view on the vaccine. Yeah, first off, the vaccine.
First, myself, I got vaccinated. But still, even after that, a lot is still running in my mind about the vaccine, though I got vaccinated. And I'll speak honestly to you, and as an African, I've not encouraged my immediate family to get vaccinated. I've not encouraged them. I know it may sound weird, but from different experiences, we all come from different experiences. And as you already know, even in the US, there are communities that, particularly the minority communities, are not advocating for the vaccine. One is for reasons of mistrust, because we already know there are communities that were experimented on in an ethical way, and they faced consequences. So there are reasons to not to have enough trust. And myself as an African, the reasons I had were, one, the vaccine that was carried to my country had been rejected in the country that manufactured it. And also, I know there are echo chambers in social media, which may be true or not, but this is life. I can't take them for granted. There were messages that show how experiments on the vaccine have to be carried out in Africa. So, and it has been done before, so it can be done again. That is one reason why I didn't want my people back home to have the vaccine first.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so if you could go back to March 2020, what would you tell yourself?
Going back to March 2020, that was the start of the pandemic, right?
Yes.
Oh, la la. I think, first, I think I would be looking at a number of things differently. The way I look at life, having gone through the pandemic, is quite different. I think now I see better the connection between and within systems, that I have a more holistic perspective, understanding of how a change in one system causes domino changes in other systems. So what I would tell myself if I went back to March 2020, I don't know exactly what I would tell myself. But I feel what has changed in me is how I look at the world and how I assess impacts of even a small thing that can be done.
Okay. Thank you. So I also, okay, what do you, I think this is quite a funny question. What do you hope remains? Like, we've experienced the past year, new things, many things changed. So many things we didn't like, but some things came, they were nice. What are the things that I think, yeah, remains, like, from now on, you want us to, like, continue doing it that way?
One of them is, I guess, though I miss the blend between having some work done at home and some in the field, but I think what is now working for me is having work done at home, how it saves time. I realize how I would spend lots of time traveling to class, traveling to my workplace, traveling back, moving for meetings, and it can all now be done virtually. So that is one of the things I really hope can stay, though what I would need in the mix is the in-person experience when, for instance, we have to go for sports. What else I would want to see stay? I guess that is what comes to mind right away.
Okay, so I guess everyone is getting the vaccines now, and I think hopefully by summer we should be able to, I hope, like, to be able to go out fully, like, our lives return to normal and meet friends. I would like to know the things you do when everyone, we are free to, life go back to normal. What are the things you do, the first things you do, the things you have been hoping to do, what are those things?
We are going into summer. The one thing I miss the most is the beach. So I would, I'm excited to go back to the beach and do barbecue, meet my friends, have some social gatherings with my support groups. I love volleyball, so I'm also anticipating I would go back and play a lot of volleyball with colleagues. In something that resembles really normal, that we don't have to wear masks, we don't have to be afraid of being so close to another. And I'll be also be graduating in August.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. I was really hoping for an in-person celebration to really bring out the joy of accomplishment. Seeing fellow graduates in person with the gowns, with the excitement on them. So those are some of the things I'm really hoping for.
Okay. Thank you. So lastly, I don't know if you have, I might not have asked all the questions about your experience, like, might have had, I was unable to capture, but I would like to know maybe some other things that stood out.
Yes, a couple of things stood out for me. And the one I'll speak to first is appreciating how systems are using transdisciplinary approach to complex problems like this pandemic. I think it's the first of its kind that we have seen, and all systems had to get involved, where lots of stakeholders have to come on table, each having a piece of what we need to solving the problem, but each cannot solve the problem on their own. So you realize we needed lots of professionals with different backgrounds to approach the challenge. We needed teachers, doctors, lawyers, immigration officers, all playing different roles. I think that really stood out for me. For instance, the immigration regulating the spread of the virus, knowing who should get into the country, who should stay and get held a little longer to be sure they are not spreading the virus. Look at the role of science in developing the vaccine itself, testing it and its implementation. And I'm also looking at the treatment, the doctors, the nurses who are all coming to play their role in treating victims, but also look at the role of the education, where people are being sensitized on what to do to avoid getting contracting the virus. How about when you get it? And the role of media, television, social media in communicating, and even individuals knowing their role to prevent the spread of the disease. So that transdisciplinary approach to the problem really stood out for me. The other one I can think of is the resilience that has been developed both at systemic level and on individual level. Lots of systems have adopted to the situation in lots of ways. Look at, for instance, the education system, how it is moving to virtual settings. Even at individual level, there are lots of people have developed lots of resilience in lots of ways. For instance, in my own, speaking to my country, some people have lost work, like teachers, who, schools stopped for close to 8 months. So meaning teachers couldn't work anymore, but they still had to take care of their families. And in some, they had to find a way of moving on. Some shifted to working for themselves in lots of ways. And also a change in shifting business strategies. Speaking to my country still, lots of business advertisation was not so much online, but when I look at the trend today, business is booming on Facebook, on WhatsApp. So all that is due to, I think I can attribute it to the pandemic. And there is also, I would think there is growth in technology, which is also, I can attribute it to the pandemic. But above all, what is standing out for me is the role of relationships in our social life. I really think the pandemic underscores the role of in-person interaction. In all ways, at work, in school, in families, life is not the same. We may still do the same activities, but I really think the quality of outcome, the quality of enjoyment, the quality of fun is not really the same as it would be in person. I experienced that at the work I do, that the topic would be you feel the topic would be handled differently, or activities would be done differently, and in being together in the same physical space would create a different outcome. So that is what really stood out for me from the pandemic.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your valuable experience with me. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.